If you have your Bibles or New Testaments, I would encourage you to turn with me to the Gospel of Mark and the 6th chapter. Mark chapter 6. Now, you'll remember that the last Sunday and then the beginning of February, we're preaching from Mark chapter 6. And you remember how the situation was. They'd been so busy, they hadn't had time for regular things, even time to eat. There were great reports of spiritual victories. It was a time of when John the Baptist was martyred. They needed a break. So Jesus said, and this is in chapter 6 and verse 31. He said, come aside, we're going to have to go and rest for a while. So they got in a boat, left by boat, and headed off to the place where they were going. But when they got there, there were all kinds of people who got there first. And Jesus saw them. The Bible says that he had compassion on them. And the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000 people, plus, that was just men, plus women and children, occurred. So it had been a high point in ministry. Now, they'd gone to rest, but it didn't turn out to be a day of rest. Now, they were, it was a successful evangelistic campaign, a great camp meeting service, however you want to look at it, then the tremendous miracle demonstrating the power of Jesus. And then we want to pick up the text beginning at verse 45. And this is what we read. Immediately he, and that is Jesus, made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side, to Bethsaida, while he sent the multitude away. And when he had sent them away, he departed to the mountain to pray. Now, when evening came, the boat was in the middle of the sea, and he was alone, Jesus was alone, on the land. Then Jesus saw them straining at rowing, for the wind was against them. Now, about the fourth watch of the night, he came to them, walking on the sea, and would have passed them by. And when they saw him walking on the sea, they supposed it was a ghost and cried out, for they all saw him and were troubled. But immediately he talked to them and said to them, be of good cheer, it is I, do not be afraid. Then he went up into the boat to them, the wind ceased, and they were greatly amazed in themselves beyond measure and marveled. You know, the disciples were real people. They were people. They were people then, and the disciples are people now. Life is not always up. There are mountaintops and there are valleys. They had just been through one of the great demonstrations of the Lordship of Jesus Christ. They heard him teaching and preaching. And while we don't have recorded what he taught, what he preached, it certainly would have been tremendous. And then the disciples wanted Jesus to send the people away because it was getting late and they would get hungry and there wasn't enough food to feed them and there was a crisis situation. But Jesus used the disciples in a tremendous demonstration of miraculous power, the feeding, fed them all. From five loaves and two fishes. And the disciples saw that. Not only did they see it, but they got to be a part of it. Well, that would have been a high point in ministry. And then right after that, things go south. There are mountaintops and there are valleys. Jesus wants us to trust him in the difficult times as well as in the good times. How do we know that? Here is the illustration in this passage of Scripture. And we're going to look at three aspects that will help us to see that Jesus wants us to trust him. So we want to look, first of all, The first aspect is the stresses of life. Okay, does anybody ever have any stress? Anybody ever have any problems? Anybody ever have any difficulties? They did too. Now remember, this feeding of the 5,000 was not in the plan. It was not in the plan anyway for the disciples. They were supposed to be on a retreat. They were supposed to have the day off. They were supposed to be able to refresh and relax. They'd already been busy. They'd already been involved in ministry. They were tired. They were worn out. And now they had been worked again in the feeding of the 5,000. And not only the stresses of life, but they were separated from Jesus. Notice what the scripture says. Immediately, he made his disciples get in the boat and leave without him. Now, the word that is used there is a word that means to compel by force. So, in other words, they didn't want to. Jesus, they recognized, was not going with them. Now, he had when they came over. He was in the boat with them. Now he's sending them back by themselves. They're going to be separated from Jesus. They didn't want to be separated from Jesus. They wanted to be with him. I wonder if they complained. I think I would have. And I can just imagine that they were complaining. I pointed out before that then Jesus made the crowds go home. You know, he sent them away, and then Jesus went to pray. And here are the disciples, and they are sent away on their own, having missed their day of retreat, and they get out in a storm. The winds came up. The other Gospels tell us that it was a bad storm. They were having trouble handling the boat. Now, these weren't people like me, you know. These were fishermen, people who used boats all the time. They knew the tricks. They knew the techniques. They knew what to do. But it wasn't working. The Bible records that Jesus saw them working against the waves to try to make progress. And it's the middle of the night. It's dark. I don't know about you, but trouble seems to be worse at night. There have been more than once that I've prayed for the day to come, for the daylight to show up. And they were in the dark, in the storm, fighting the wind, trying to survive. And they see a ghost. Do they believe in ghosts? Well, they did then. I'm not sure how to picture it in my mind. I've seen various depictions. How would they have seen him? It's in the dark. Lightning. And you can see things when lightning, for a moment. But you can't see very well, and disappears. And so here they are. They see someone out there in the water, on the water, on top of the water, not sinking in the water. I thought it was a ghost. And they were scared to death. You know, I'm reminded how many things affect our perception. That we don't see things correctly. And we get in difficult times. Whenever the pressure is on, the stresses of life, the storms come our way. And we don't see right. And we don't recognize what the situation actually is. And we can fail to recognize also that the Lord Jesus is there. it was Jesus. Not only the stresses of life, but the second aspect we see is the statements by Jesus. Here's the first thing he said. Be of good cheer. You've got to be kidding me. We're in the midst of a storm. We're not making progress. We may die out here. We may sink. And Jesus says, be of good cheer. Now, the word comes from a word that means to be bold, to be of good courage, thus to be confident. They weren't confident, and they didn't have a lot of courage. And Jesus said, be of good cheer. Why would they be of good cheer? They're in the middle of a mess. But the second thing he said was, it is I. Now, the way it's written is an interesting thing because it really is, it is I am.
Amen.
And that is the statement of the divinity of Jesus,
Amen.
The great I am. It's the same way that was revealed to Moses, I am that I am.
Amen.
And Jesus appeared in the middle of their mess, in the storm, in the darkness. And he said, I am is here. I'm reminded of the story of the Iraq War. Private Jessica Lynch had been captured. She became a prisoner of war. She was alone. She was mistreated. She was injured. She was raped. The United States government was trying to deal with the situation. They had an Iraqi lawyer, special operations that were able to get blueprints of the hospital. Special Forces team was put together, a team of Navy SEALs, Marine commandos, Air Force pilots, Army Rangers. And they carried out the rescue and went in. They did rescue her. The first words that she heard were these, Jessica Lynch, we are United States soldiers, and we're here to protect you and take you home. But someone bigger than the United States Marines is with us.
Amen.
God is here. The great I am has arrived. It was like Jesus said, I am here to protect you and take you home. You know, he says the same thing to us. We may not recognize him. We may not see that he's there. And he shows up in the middle of our storm and our situation and says to us, be of good cheer. I am has arrived. Now that's even an awkward statement because I am is in present tense and to say has arrived, got to keep it in the present tense. He is here. And Jesus is with us. The third thing he said to them was, do not be afraid. Don't allow yourselves to be made afraid. They were afraid. They were afraid because of storms. They were tired. It was dark. They should be sleeping. They weren't sleeping. They were working. They were rowing. They were trying to stay alive. The things of life can weigh heavy on us also. Trials, turmoils, tragedies. And it causes us not to focus on the fact that the great I am is with us. And so we are made afraid. The disciples were regular people. Even though they walked with Jesus, even though they saw the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000 and how it happened over how much time it took for all those people to eat, that Jesus provided for them, people they didn't know. But what happened when they got in the middle of the storm? where was Jesus? Well, I'll tell you what. He said, don't be afraid, because it was a summons to faith. I want to remind you that Jesus saw them. I've thought about this. It was a storm. The wind's blowing, rain's coming down. How's he see them? Well, Jesus is able to see things that when we can't see. He's probably miles away. He can see. And you know what? There isn't a situation that impairs his vision in your life either. He can see what you are in. He can see what you are facing. He knows the difficulty. But Jesus went beyond just seeing. He came. He didn't have a boat. He didn't need it. That's right. But normally, he used a boat. But when he needed to help his disciples, he went ahead and walked on the water. He's God. Jesus came to them in the middle of their mess, in the middle of the storm. That's not all. Jesus spoke to them. All we see what he said, it's written here. He said, be of good cheer. It is I. Do not be afraid. We recognize those words, but here's what I want you to know, and that is that Jesus speaks to us in the midst of our stresses of life, the storms of life that we face. He comes and he speaks to us. Are we listening? Are we looking for him? The disciples were not looking for him. That's why they thought he was a ghost. He just showed up. And to be perfectly honest, there have been plenty of situations in my life where I would have to say, I wasn't really looking for him either. But he came. And he spoke. And he taught. And he challenged to faith, to trust him. Verse 51 tells us Jesus changed the whole situation. When he got in the boat, the winds ceased. There was a great calm. The storm was over. The disciples were real people then. The disciples today are real people as well. One of the things that sometimes we think is that when we live for Jesus, we won't have any problems. We won't have any stresses. Everything will work well. But that's not true. We will face the stresses of life. We will face the difficulties, the trials, the problems, the things that come that we're not happy with. And they can be overwhelming to us. We don't know how to handle the situation. Now, the disciples were doing the best they could. They were doing everything they knew to do. They were professional fishermen. They spent hours and hours and days and nights on the water. They knew how to handle the boat. But in this situation, they were fighting for their lives. We can run into situations where we are fighting for our lives. But the great I Am will come. He will be with you in that situation, your situation. Thank the Lord. He comes. It is I Am. Be of good cheer. And don't let yourself be pushed to doubt and to fear. Trust him. You know, I wonder this morning how many may be facing a trial in life right now, a difficult situation that is overwhelming. And you've been rowing, you've been doing what you know to do, but you're not making progress. And it seems to be getting worse. And now it seems dark. I want to remind you, Jesus is here. The great I am. And He has come to speak to you. I want to point out that He spoke and challenged their faith before He changed the situation. Don't be made to be afraid. The winds are still blowing. The boat is still losing. They are still in danger. He says, don't be made to be afraid. I am here. And likewise, when we look at the storm, we're afraid. But if we look to Jesus, we find our strength and our grace. What are you facing in life? You know, we need to learn to look for Jesus in the middle of our storms. Turn from the storm to the Savior, from the problems to the Prince, and from the crisis to the Christ. We need to see Jesus.